everybody. Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. We are here for our next episode of When Calls the Hallmarkies. We are talking about the new season that is starting up this upcoming week. And so we're really excited to talk about it. And I'm Rachel and Amber's here.
Hello, everybody.
And Ruth is here.
Hey, nice to be back.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming on the podcast. And are y'all excited for a new season of When Calls the Heart?
Well, yeah, of course. Absolutely.
Amber, are you looking forward to it?
Absolutely, I am.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just get the elephant out of the room, out of the way here. I am super excited for the great, big, huge change. Aaron Krakow is going to be a co-executive producer.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, it is. Oh. And I just feel like I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I look forward to that. That'll be good.
I was actually kind of like joking because everyone thought I was going to talk about all the new guys showing up. But that's still a true thing. And I was actually so excited about it when I was researching.
I am actually excited about it too. Now, we all liked the Christmas movie. Is that correct?
Yes. I did. Yeah.
Yeah. It was in my top 10 of Christmas, mm-hmm. Countdown to Christmas. And mm-hmm. It was one of my favorites that they've ever done.
Oh yeah.
Really?
It was probably, it was definitely probably in the top five of any episodes they've done for me, I'd say. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So Ruth, what is one thing that you are most, we already heard what Amber's most looking forward to.
Sorry, I couldn't contain it. I was like, I feel like this is breaking news.
I didn't know. So Ruth, what is one thing you're really looking forward to for season six?
That's a really good question because there's lots of things.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what my top thing is, which can be kind of difficult.
Just one thing.
I think what I'm most excited about is the two new guys coming mm-hmm. in to the series.
Yes.
Because I've gotten to meet both of them. And I'm going to be probably in the minority as to who I'm going to be rooting for.
Well, obviously, tell us now. Tell us immediately.
Well, first of all, I will say I absolutely adore both Chris McNally and Kevin McGarry. I love them both. Mm-hmm. I think they are both fantastic actors.
I think you are going to choose a favorite right now, and the other one's...
The thing is, there's a reason behind, I mean, I chose my favorite when both of them were announced. Uh-huh. I chose my favorite.
Oh,
because early on. The moment I heard saloon owner, I knew who I was choosing. There was no doubt in my mind. I was not going to choose the Mountie. I was going to go with the edgier character.
Oh.
Because I like the edgier characters. I always do. Some people might be shocked by that. Wouldn't be shocked.
Uh-huh.
But I do really like those edgier characters.
Yeah.
And after meeting Chris and after finding out then that, you know, he's good friends with Marcus Rosner. Marcus Rosner mm-hmm. and I talked about him. Chris was my only in-person interview this season.
Uh-huh.
And Kevin McGarry in my interview said he's also Team Chris. So hey.
That's funny.
I'm still Team Marcus Rosner. Like, let's get Carl.
Well, yeah, I know. That would be great if Marcus came back. That's not happening, but
it would be such a fun surprise if they did, but yeah.
It would be fun, but he's already said it's not happening this season, and he doesn't.
Well, I don't need it to be this season. I mean, season 8, the return of Charles.
It would be great. I would love to see him come back. I believe there would be a lot of fans that would love to see him come back.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, I think that in this case, it's more, the Hardys are more familiar with Kevin McGarry. He's mm-hmm. playing the Mountie, so most of them are headed that direction.
Right.
And you still in keeping with my theme that I'm always rooting for the underdog, because it's true. I am. And so But regardless, I'm excited to see them both come into the series and see what exactly happens. I think it's going to be interesting to see how they fit into the whole story.
Yeah. Well, now that we know that Ruth likes a bad guy, this is very exciting.
But like bad boys for life.
But let's talk a little bit about more about their characters. So Kevin McGarry, is his character's named Nathan Grant, and he is described as a new Mountie replacement. He's not there to essentially be the new Jack. He's a character all his own as a strong, silent type that takes all his responsibilities to heart as the new Mountie in town. This is my question. Isn't that exactly how you describe Jack?
I don't know.
It's a strong, silent type.
What I really want is for Kevin McGarry's character to be like totally rude. I would love if they play him as like a bad guy at the start, not just like someone who, like, I would love for that.
But for real, like, wouldn't you describe Jack as a strong, silent type that takes all his responsibilities to heart as the new Mountie?
Yes.
That's Jack.
But I'd like him to be like more of an antagonist that we overcome and fall in love with.
I'd be down with that. I'd be fine.
This is true about both of them, honestly. I want them both. But I just think it would be so different if we start off being like, oh, this guy is the bad guy.
Well, and I feel like Erin Krakow would be fun with that dynamic of somebody that she really didn't like, you know, at first. And that's such a classic romantic trope.
But he's probably just going to be wonderful and great because he's Kevin McGarry and he can't help it.
I do know he is very aware of the fact, he made it really clear at the Hardy family reunion, he is not replacing Jack in any way. He was very aware of that as he portrayed his character, and I really think what Kevin has going for him is even more so his persona off the screen, even more so, because he is so incredibly charming. He like charmed every single person he came in contact with, every fan who met him just raved about him. They because he just has this personality that, like, the moment you meet him, you just love him. I mean, it's like
those blue eyes. He has the bluest eyes. How can you not like somebody with such blue eyes?
Well, and I was really impressed when we were setting up our interview. I was impressed that he was like putting all of my needs, trying to make things as easy for me. He was accommodating me. I'm so used to having to accommodate the actors, and I'm not saying I mind that, it's okay, that's just kind of comes with the job,
right?
But in his case, we had to reschedule it a few times, and it was because he was really being accommodating to me, trying to make sure that our interview went off the best way possible, and so I thought that was, I was very impressed by that, because that's something that sometimes you don't put that amount of thought into the process. So I will say that I think that that's another reason it's like Kevin is just this very likable, nice, charming person. And I think that that's another thing that I think that it's going to carry through to what we see on screen. I don't think he can help himself. I think that's who he is. And you're going to see that on the screen.
Yeah. He's sort of an angel person, like Rachel Boston.
Yeah.
Well, it would be, I feel like they will have pretty good chemistry, him and Erin, but it would be a nice surprise if she actually ended up with the saloon owner. It would just be something unexpected.
I will never give up hope that we get somebody to fall in love with Hickam.
Yeah. So that's true.
If that is Elizabeth, great. If that is Katie Yost, great. If that is someone to be introduced, fine.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be Elizabeth, though.
I will never give up.
Well, you know, there is a new female character, because I interviewed her. There is a new major female character.
Ooh. I don't know anything about her.
Fiona, pl- played by Kayla Wallace.
Oh.
And I didn't realize, she didn't tell me how major her character was until I started doing some research on the press site and I saw the photos, and there are like 4 or 5 photos of her per episode that's up so far.
Oh,
interesting.
And I think she has something to do with the switchboard is what kind
oh,
of.
Oh, yeah.
So, and she was also in the saloon. So I'm kind of wondering, and she has, and like every picture, she has this mischievous look about her. So I'm not sure what we're in for with her. Kayla didn't tell me very much. She was
interesting,
very tight-lipped about her
maybe
character.
She is a big secret. She is the secret romance of Hickam.
Maybe it's who knows? I don't know what's up. It's really hard to tell.
Let's talk though about Chris McNally's. Let's just read his character description. So his name is Lucas Bouchard. A charming.
I'm not sure how to pronounce the last name.
So I always try to say everything as French as possible.
Probably. That probably sounds right.
So
wouldn't it be amazing if he was French Canadian?
Well. We'll see.
He could be. So charming gambler and saloon owner who is hiding more than one card up his sleeve. That's what the official site said. So he's
probably
got
the Queen of Hearts. Ew!
So he's got this secret, mysterious past, which is very when calls the hearty, I feel. So that's going to be, that could have to something to do with that switchboard operator.
It's possible.
Yeah.
And he does card tricks. He does card tricks also.
I'm proud of him.
And I am very excited for Chris McNally because I think he is a beautiful human being.
I'm in love with Chris McNally.
Yes, I
don't know who she loves more, Andrew Francis or Chris McNally.
I mean, I don't know if Chris McNally does voice work. So Andrew Francis has the edge, but I just think he's very handsome, and so I'm really looking forward to seeing what he brings to the table.
And
then we have a couple other new guys, right?
Yes. Ruth, do you know if the two women from the orphanage in the spinoff, do you know if they are going to be in this season at all?
My understanding is that they will not be. That the whole focus, now I could be wrong, but my understanding was that they only brought them in because if you remember, the Christmas special was actually the last thing that they filmed. They actually, it was a kind of a weird dynamic this year because they filmed the entire season and then they filmed the Christmas special. So it was weird because they had Chris and Kevin throughout the season and they came to the Christmas special and they weren't there. And then you had the two that are in, are in the spinoff series, and my understanding is that we will not see them, that they are off and that they're going to be too busy filming When Hope Calls.
Okay.
Called. Yeah.
Yeah. When Hope Calls.
Okay.
But that's premiering in August.
That is what the word is now. We'll see if that changes at all.
I don't see any reason for it to change.
Oh, I know.
It's not going to have to be counter-programmed against anything on the streaming site.
Yeah, right. Because...
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah, because if they're doing Chesapeake Shore's shorter season, then it should be fine. So, all right.
It should be. I know sometimes things happen, so I just was saying is that... We know from experience that in this business that they'll say something's happening and like, things get moved around.
Come August, right. It could be called. Hope
yeah, I think, I mean, I do know that it was definitely planned for this year.
Yeah.
And actually, August was a little bit sooner than I thought it was going to be. So I thought, because I wasn't thinking it would be around, I didn't think we'd see it till fall. I'm thinking that's pretty, so maybe things are going well and we can help.
Do you think that they'll do the whole like Netflix thing of like releasing the whole season, or do you think they'll do it week by week? You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point. I judging by what they have done with like Cedar Cove and Meet the Peets on the streaming site and Chesapeake Shores, they were releasing them like one a week. Or like when they were actually releasing them is my understanding. So I'm assuming they're going to do that, but I don't know.
It'd be interesting.
I hope they
to
do
know.
It all because this is a
big I mean,
deal.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. I know that, that when they were releasing, like they were saying Meet the Peets, they were releasing one a week and then finally they had the whole season up and then they were doing the same thing for Cedar Cove and they were doing the same thing for Chesapeake Shores for a while till they got the whole season up. So I don't know if they're going to follow that same pattern. I don't know. I guess we will see.
So in the first episode summary, they say something about Elizabeth having problems with sort of childcare, basically, that she's trying to go back to work and it's becoming, it's difficult. So what do you think that, what do you see, Amber, what do you see kind of going on with that? What do you think will be Elizabeth's sort of arc in the season? Just speculation.
I'm actually just really super excited to get to see Elizabeth hanging out with JJ. That's what I'm going to be calling Jack Jr. Because as you know, I feel that Erin Krakow does her best work when she's working with children.
Yes, I
think that's where she really shines.
Yes.
And it's going to give her a chance to be, I mean, essentially when she's not teaching the kids in school, she'll probably be having storylines with her baby.
Yeah, that'll
be awesome. I'm really hoping that the solution for her childcare needs has something to do with my main girl's FOMO.
Oh, that could be fun.
Well, I have seen pictures that show them, so maybe I mean show them like taking care of them. I don't know if that's just a one-time thing or you know, with them like out I believe I saw something in the press photos, but I don't, but you know, it's hard to tell because of course, you know how press photos do love to lead you astray. You have to be careful because sometimes they throw a press photo in that you won't even see. That doesn't even happen. I have seen those before where they'll just, we're going to throw this press photo in and that scene didn't even happen. That has happened before.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, do you think that Elizabeth will distance herself from the school, like that she'll become more, that she'll step away from the
school? No, I actually don't think so. And the reason I say that is, and this is all I can go on, I can go on is that we were shown at the Hardy's family reunion, they showed us a 5-minute clip that showed us various scenes from the season, all put together, just like little tiny clips here and there. And they showed, you actually got to see, like, when Kevin's character came to town and when Chris's character came to town, you saw that briefly. And so when Kevin's character comes to town, I mean, it's clear, you know, like Abigail is telling him, well, she's busy teaching and then she's busy taking care of her baby. So she's not, you know, she's not available. And it sounds as though from talking with, like, I know that I've talked to Cabot about this too. I can't remember if I talked to anybody else, but I think I talked to Andrew about this too. Is that I really appreciated the fact that it seemed like one of Elizabeth's arcs is to show that she was able to, here she is a single mother out on the frontier, being able to take care of her baby and still be a teacher and kind of do it all. And I know that that's almost, I see it similar, not quite the same, but I guess it reminds me somewhat of what you saw in like Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
You know what,
Where you have a character, you know, you have her out in the West taking care of a kid and still being able to work full time. I don't think she's, that's what I think. I could be wrong, but just judging from the conversations I've had with the cast and from that clip, it just seems like she's still going to keep up with the teaching.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, she still needs to make a living.
That's right.
True.
I don't know if she gets like a widow's,
a stipend of some kind. Yeah, that's true.
She might. It's possible. Since he died a hero, it's possible, but it's probably not. It may only be for a period of time.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how it works out there in Canada. But you know what I would love, though? I would love if either her dad or Julie came back and helped her with the baby. Probably that's a long shot. I'm just saying it. That would be really cute. I would really like that. That would be fun.
I mean, that would be nice, but I feel like it's much more likely that my main girl's FOMO will help.
I have a feeling you might be right on that. I think that sounds...
They've really been... I I feel like they've been struggling trying to figure out what to do with Florence and Molly, and I think it's just a good spot for them.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I can see that.
Well, let's talk about some of the other things going on. We have the rumors of Faith and Carson are going to be kind of a plot line, and that they're going to, their relationship is going to be more of a thing this season.
Yeah.
And
once again, another girl I wanted to be married to Hickam going somewhere else.
No. And I guess Rosemary, according to the summary, she says Rosemary senses a spark between them, fans the flames, trying to get a romance started, and that will be hilarious.
Yeah, very excited for that. Yeah,
that would be really funny. And I feel like they have good chemistry. I think Paul Green and Andrew Brooks, and you know, she did his birthday party at the end of last season, so there's that. I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be cute. What do you think, Ruth?
Oh, I'm with you on that. I mean, I would have been fine if they would have brought Ellie Liebert back.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Phil would have loved that. So I would have loved a little bit of a love triangle. I think would have been interesting, but I think that was just kind of a last season thing.
It was so weird. They brought her in like she was going to be a big thing, and then she was just gone so fast. And
I know. It was sad because I think it could have been interesting, but who knows? I mean, of course, we don't make those decisions. I know. But I am fine with. You know, as they say, Team Infirmary, I'm fine with that.
That's so funny. I love it. I had heard that before.
Oh, well, if you look at that that hashtag, Andrea uses it. She's one of the main ones that uses it. And the fans do that. So, yeah, I see that a lot.
Yeah, so, Amber, you're not excited about this.
No.
I mean, it'll probably be fine.
And I really like Carson, and I like Faith. I like Andrea Brooks. I like Paul Green. Blah, blah, blah. I really wanted Hickam and Faith to fall in love. They had like that one scene where he was like, had the poison water or whatever.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I was like, oh, look, that would be so cute. And then they just dashed my hopes.
So, a couple of things kind of going on. Clara, I guess, applies to work at the saloon.
I know, so I saw that. Could
be interesting, like a conflict between Lucas and Jesse over Clara. It could be interesting.
Or Abigail, even.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Clara is not technically her child, but tell Abigail that.
Yeah. That's true. Right. That's a good point. And Bill and Abigail are very skeptical of our man Lucas. They don't like it.
Yeah. So. To be fair, every single person who comes into town, Bill is like, that guy is trouble.
When Lucas comes to town, it is the clip that we saw is absolutely hilarious.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. You know how they always talk about women sitting around, like, watching and gossiping? This is like the time for the guys to sit around and watch.
You know, I really wish that I think I could get on board with Bill being like a super grouchy guy if he and Gowan became like grumpy old men together.
And yeah, that like, could be fun.
Instead of having Gowan have all of these weird sidelines and Bill have all of these weird side plots, if it was just like both of them being like, oh, these new kids, I hate them. Like, it would be, I honestly think I could get on board with Bill.
Well, so I guess the plot with Gowan, though, is going to be he's like going to help Abigail to teach her how to invest in the stock market. That evidently
great.
And so that could be kind of could be kind of cozy.
She's gonna lose her money and everyone's gonna be mad at Gowan again.
No, I think I honestly think Gowan is going to be the character. I think that he is the character that's been redeemed. What I am most interested to see is who the new villain is, because they have to have, talking with Chris, I don't think Lucas is going to necessarily be the villain. He's edgy, but He was very clear in that he said he is not nearly as edgy as Gowan was. Uh-huh. So he was very, very clear about that.
Because there's...
So I'm interested.
I feel, you know what the villain's going to be? The villain's going to be Abigail invests the town's money in the stock market and they lose all their money. Mm. And the villain's going to be another disembodied financial thing.
I do know there's some, you know, you might be right. I only say that because although, of course, the people I've interviewed keep very quiet about what happens, there's an issue that comes up and it may have something to do with finances. I'm not exactly sure, but that's a possibility. I think
the biggest possibility is either this phone lady, switchboard lady, could be kind of villainous.
Yeah.
I think Lucas,
you know, it'd be amazing if switchboard lady and Kevin McGarry are like a team of secret villains together, like a team of like the bad guys.
That would be amazing. Highly unlikely, but it would be amazing.
I don't think it's going to happen, but if it happens, I will cheer.
Do you think that we are going to see AJ and Bill as a thing this season? Think she'll be back?
I forgot all about her. My guess is
AJ's
not her name, the Josie Bissette? That's her name, right?
Because AJ. Bissette's name was AJ.
Yeah, that is a really good question because nothing's been mentioned about that. All I know is, of course, they were together at the TCAs.
Uh-huh. But that could be a wedding march thing, not a
Windfall. But I do know he tagged Hardee's when he posted the picture.
Oh.
He did. Now, that may not mean anything. He might just have done it because he knows that they were on When Calls the Heart together. But I thought that was interesting at the time. I do remember thinking, that's interesting. He tagged Hardee's. And so I don't know. I mean, certainly wouldn't mind seeing her come back. Of course, I kind of like her
too. I do. I think that's actually the best Bill plot line of all the Bill plot lines. I would have more, especially I liked the one episode where she was making him really jealous. That was fun.
Yeah. And yes.
So I say more AJ when you have Bill.
Yeah.
Go get back on board with my Gowan and Bill are two grumpy old men plot line.
Okay. Well, we will see what happens. I it's going to be interesting. Of course, now I want to.
If they're not going to let Abigail and Gowan fall in love, then
I don't think
Gowan
that's going to happen. See, that's the thing. I'm hearing rumors that won't be happening. Now, I don't know anything. You know, you know, I know rumors are just that. Uh-huh. But I've heard rumors that there's another that Abigail will have a new love interest. That's what I've heard. Mm. I don't know if that's true. Of course, Lori Loughlin herself hasn't said anything about that.
Well, Entertainment Tonight.
Oh, she did.
Reported.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's where I heard it. Okay.
Rob Estes
Okay.
Who was on Melrose Place with Lauren.
That's Apple. Right. That's right. I
do
remember that.
Is going to come back. Is going to be on the show as a character named Theo Richardson, who is going to be a mysterious artist from Abigail's past. Now, this could be just a one and done, like he's in for one episode and he's out, or it could be more.
That's I'm hoping where the rumors come from. Okay,
I'm hoping that it's just like one or two episodes, and it's just what we need to push Gawain and Abigail into love.
That's very interesting because he's very handsome. I like him.
Oh, he is very handsome.
He really is.
Right.
Yeah. So that will be interesting to see. Do you think
now? Don't forget about Lee and Rosemary. We do have to talk about them.
We sure are.
We would forget about Rosalie.
Yeah. Our favorite characters. So
okay.
I mean, I don't know that we can say about Opal. Like, Opal's going to be cute.
Not too much to talk about. Is she going to get a new brownie? That's about all that you have to talk about.
I know. That was sweet.
So cute. But
they better show Brownie and when Hope calls. Like, Brownie had better be like a featured character.
Yeah. But.
Well, we do know it's the same showrunner. So hopefully. Oh, yeah, same showrunner for both When Hope Calls and When Calls the Heart. So that could be a good thing to have some continuity there.
Do you think that Kara and Jesse will get engaged? Clara and
I think Jesse. I think so. I think that they've been showing clips that are leading us down that path.
Yeah, I don't see them making it through the whole season without getting engaged.
Yeah.
And I think it's even possible that they could get married at the end of the season.
I think it's possible, too. Well, I mean, they're going to have somebody getting married. I mean, you know, this is Hallmark. This is When Calls the Heart. Somebody has to get married at some point. I don't know if we've had a wedding every season. I honestly don't know. But I think we almost have had a wedding every season.
Yeah. Well, and plus, they've been dating for a long time. I mean.
Yes.
I know this is not a realistic show, but still.
Right. Yeah, I know.
I think that would be fun. I look forward to that. I like them just fine. So Rosemary and Leland, they, do you think it's pretty likely that they are going to get pregnant this season, do you think?
Yes. The reason I say this is, although Kevin Smith did not specifically say that, he did say that that issue's addressed.
I wonder if they're not going to be able to have kids.
Oh,
it's possible. They could always adopt. They could always go down the road of having them adopt for the orphanage or something like that.
Like, I'm not trying to be cynical, but I would pass the show to see how this When Hope the Calls, whatever, thing it. I can't, what is it called?
When Hope Calls.
Yes, When Hope Calls.
When Hope the Calls doesn't make sense. When Hope Calls. See how it goes. See who's everybody's favorite orphans. And then have Rosemary and Lee adopt one of those.
Yeah.
Like the best one.
Yeah, I mean, that would fit right in with, you know, with this same kind of brand. I mean, that's very Love Come Softly, you know, thing.
Right.
Yeah, right. that they could do. I don't know. I kind of hope that maybe they'll have problems all through, and then like the end of the season, it's like, oh, surprise.
I mean, everyone wants to see a Rosalie baby, but I just kind of feel like they might go in the different direction.
Well, that's possible. And what they could do, they could even do something where she's not able to get pregnant. So they adopt, and after they adopt, then at the end,
that's what I want.
How often does that happen? It's like these couples, at least, you know, they're trying and trying and trying. They can't have children, so then they adopt, and after they adopt, then they get pregnant.
And that would be Love Comes Softly too.
Yeah, that would be exactly. Yeah. I know it would be.
That's like the last three movies, practically.
Well, I think Jeanette Oak would approve of that. I really think she would.
I think so too.
Why not?
Yeah. So that I'm really looking forward to that. That'll be really fun. Yes. And I think that Rosemary will probably be super nosy about the whole telephone thing. I think that'll be fun to see.
Oh, yeah.
Rosemary, well, the thing is, I don't even have to worry about what they decide to do as far as plotting for Rosemary and Lee's characters, because I know that no matter what they give them, whether it's just like a tiny side storyline or like a major plot, they are going to deliver.
Oh, well, yeah.
They're going to bring the magic.
I do know that at the end of the season, like in the finale of the season, there is a new pastor that comes to town.
Mm.
We met him at the Hardy's family reunion.
And he said he's only in the finale?
That's what he told us, because he comes in for the finale and he christens. At that point, we didn't know, you know, that he couldn't say.
They christened JJ.
Yeah. He couldn't say whether it was a boy or a girl, because like at the table, they were all trying to ask him, oh, is it a boy or a girl? It's like, he's not saying. His name, I will probably mess it up, because he's not been in a whole lot of things. His name is Michael Girardin or something like that, or Girardin or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And I'm doing a post right now to that's kind of reviewing my time at the Hardy Sound reunion. So I'll have his name. I've got a picture of him and his name and all that. So I'm getting that out. But that should be out this week. Very, very big post right now that I'm working on. But yeah, he comes in, and that is my understanding. He said he is only in it for the finale of the season, and that's one of the big things that happens at the end of the season is JJ, as we're calling him.
So, I mean, it saves time. It doesn't confuse you.
Well, aren't those twins absolute? Have you seen the pictures?
They're so cute.
Oh my goodness. I mean, now that I'm following them on Instagram, it's like the pictures come up. It's like the mother is so good about posting all these pictures, and they're so cute.
Their names are Lincoln and Gunnar Taylor, right?
Oh, are they?
Like, but even their names are cute.
Yeah. I love little bald babies. They're so cute. How long do you think they will wait to sort of bring up the idea of a love interest for
Elizabeth? I do have an answer from Kevin McGarry about that. Because what he said is, at the end of the season, it is kept very open-ended. And that is the word from everybody. Even when we were at the reunion, the word was that things are kept very open-ended, because they understand that they don't want to put Elizabeth right back into a love relationship. I mean, yeah, we understand that at some point it's going to make sense that she's going to fall in love and get married. For another reason, it was pretty uncommon back then to be a single mother for a long period of time. I mean, we know that. And the rumor, again, this is rumored. I don't know if this part is true, but the rumor at the reunion was that maybe, and we don't know, but this was ideas were being thrown around. Maybe they're going to listen to the fans and see what the fans think, if they prefer her with Chris's character or with Kevin's character.
They're going to go full Dawson's Creek.
You have to explain that.
I was going to say, you have to, because I don't know what that means.
Well, I don't know if this is true, but like the initial plan for Dawson's Creek sort of evolved based on where they took the show because of how the fans reacted. I guess the better response would be they'd be go full Nikki and Paolo from Lost. Because those were two characters they introduced in the third season of Lost that all of the fans hated. So halfway through the season, they killed them off.
Lost.
Season have they filmed? Do you know?
They're done, right?
Oh, yeah.
They finished all of season six is done.
Season six is already filmed. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I do know that there's not going to be any definite, like, you're going to end the season without any definite feeling either way.
Okay.
Well, I'll have a feeling.
I mean, okay, yeah. I mean, as far as the show goes, the show's
not going to call their shots.
Yeah, they want to leave it open-ended, and the rumor is maybe they want to see what the fans think. And I'm not saying that they'll go ultimately with what the fans
think. They'll do the exact opposite of what the fans think.
Yeah, it could be. Hey, you know what? I'd be okay with that, because if they went completely opposite, I already know what the fans think more than likely.
What are you saying? Are you saying if I can drum up enough support, I could make Hickam happen?
No, you could not. Maybe you could. I am much more willing to go with Elizabeth being with anybody else, but I do not want Elizabeth with Carson. I'm sorry.
Oh, me either.
I do not want Elizabeth and Carson together. Nothing against them, but I just don't see that kind of relationship, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't see that being... I don't know. I don't see that chemistry there. I never have.
Yeah. I mean, if Paul Green was a doctor and single in my community, I'd be pretty interested.
Well, okay, but we're talking about Elizabeth here.
I know.
Also, he's like a country doctor. He's going to get paid in chickens.
That's true. But one thing I hope, because there's not as much of a romantic focus on Elizabeth this season, is I really hope that we get back to some of those episodes where we just like learn about random town member for an episode and we get to sort of follow them. I love those episodes. I think that they're really charming and fun. And I hope that we kind of get a little bit back into that. I feel like we didn't have that much last year. There was the episode of the couple that she wanted the dress and Rosemary helped her, you know, there were a couple, but I don't know. I really like, for instance, one of my favorite episodes of the show ever was the coal miner and the woman whose son doesn't like, and
that one.
Yeah. Doesn't like him. And he's
wasn't that the same couple? The lady with the dress. Wasn't that the same lady?
No, I don't think so.
No, it wasn't.
But anyway, just those like standalone individual episodes of the town. I kind of like those, and I hope that maybe we get some of those.
Right. Well, and I hope that we, and I'm right with you on that, and I hope that we get to see some more episodes with the kids. I love the kids. Yeah, and I love the fact that there's a new kid, at least one new kid. Jada Lily Miller. Is one of the new actresses that came on this season. You have seen her, like, if you look the girl up, you would find that you have seen her, like, all over the place, and she is this incredible young actress. And she was already friends, like, with all of the girls that have been major parts of the show, that have been on the show for a few seasons.
Okay,
and good. So, yeah, she did join the cast this year. And I just reached out to her dad, because I've interviewed her before.
Uh-huh.
And her dad said, because I said, could we do another interview? And her dad said, wait a few episodes, then we will. So that kind of tells me that there might be some stuff going on. She might really have, she might be kind of a featured character, you know, one of the kids, she might have a really great storyline.
She could be the child of the telephone operator.
Who knows? I don't know.
We'll find out together.
But usually if the parents want me to wait, that tells me that, okay, we want to wait till we can see, because there are some things that are coming up that if you interview her now, she can't really say much. But if you wait a few episodes, then she can say more. So
it's true.
That's kind of cool. I mean, that makes me think that, and you might know her if you saw the very first Christmas in Evergreen, which I think you both did.
Yes.
And she was also in A Firehouse Christmas and A Heavenly Christmas.
Yeah, she's, right. She's,
I like her. Yeah. She's very cute.
She is wonderful. Yeah. I know. When I saw she got added to the cast, I was like, how perfect. I mean, it's like, how was she not a part of the cast before? Almost, because she's this incredible Vancouver actress. I mean, that girl, I've said for a while that girl, you know, she grows up, she's going to be like the next big thing in Vancouver.
Yeah. Because she is very cute.
She is incredible. And when I interviewed her, she is the one who, when she was very young, she was in a movie, Angels in the Snow.
Yeah.
That with Christy Swanson was in that. And the lead of Heartland that was also.
Yeah, on Good Witch. Yeah.
Yes, right. And so she was much younger then, and she had to say all the presidents in order. Like she said, and she was like, you know, I don't know, 5-6 years old at that point. I can't remember, something like that. During the interview, because her dad was right there, and this was just unbelievable. And so here she is all these years later, and her dad said, well, why don't you say it for her now? And so in the interview, it's just like Jada just rattles off all the presidents in order.
Yeah.
That's very awesome. Good.
She's going to be like a great fit with us.
I can't do that. Here she is. Yeah. She's Canadian and she's this young kid. I can't even rattle off all the names of the president in order.
Yeah.
So, she's amazing.
Yeah. She's going to be a good fit, I think, for those, for those kids.
I think so too.
And I agree with you. The episodes that are kid-centric are definitely some of the best. I loved the sort of take your kid to work one.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Last year. Absolutely. That was definitely one of the best. So, all right. I think we covered pretty much everything that we know and a lot that we speculate, which is part of the fun of it.
That's
so much speculation.
I think I'm probably most excited to see our bad boy saloon owner, Chris McNally.
Oh my goodness.
I think that's my number one most excited.
That is top. Yes, I love you, Kevin, but I'm sorry, Chris. You have my heart. Yes. I mean, you have my heart before we even see you in your first episode, which my understanding is you're not going to see either of these guys in the very first episode. That's my understanding.
And I want to say, I so appreciate that, because one of my least favorite things about TV series is when they add new people in the first episode of a season.
Uh-huh. My understanding is that they don't come in till Kevin didn't want to give it away, but it sounds like they come in the second episode. Like you're going to see them come in.
Well, I mean, even second episode's way better, but I just don't like when there's
I do believe Fiona will be entering in the first episode.
See, but that's okay if it's one person.
Yeah.
But when they start adding a million, there's like four new people into the town on the first episode, I don't
the
like
only
it.
Thing about
well,
that,
I,
though,
I hear you. I hear you.
The only thing I have about that though is there's just so few episodes. You know, it's not like
I know.
It's not like a season of 24 where you get, you know, 24 episodes. Like, so that you have so much less time.
24 is also a show where you can add people on the first episode.
You have to remember, this is cable, and even in cable series, so often, most times, they're just 10 episodes. Sometimes you're lucky to get 13 episodes.
That's why I'm saying that if they wait too long, then you have less time with them.
Well, they're really not going to wait too long, but I'm actually agreed with Amber on this, that it's nice not to have these. I'm glad we get to wait. It's kind of like the anticipation, like we've been talking about these guys, but we're going to see them. The first episode is kind of, I know we had the Christmas episode, but the first episode is we're reacquainting ourselves with the town. We're, and maybe I'm okay with Fiona coming in. That's fine. Okay with there being some changes, but it's kind of nice. You know, let them come in, and at least we're going to get them for most of the season. I mean, we're going to, because I think once they enter, they're there, and you're going to see them like every episode.
So, Amber, what would you say? We know what Ruth and I are most looking forward to is Chris McNally and those lovely dimples, but what are you most looking forward to?
I'm actually the most excited about getting to see Erin with the babies.
Yes. Oh, well, I have to say that does,
Yeah. So
that would be a close second for me.
Yeah. So let us know.
That seems like such a lame answer, but it really is.
I don't think that's lame because I actually agree with you, Amber. Erin, with kids and then with a baby, it's like, she is amazing. And I have to say, since I didn't get to say much about the Christmas episode, the way she was incredible in the Christmas episode, and even going into labor and giving birth, I was pretty impressed with how that was all handled.
They packed a lot into that Christmas episode.
They really did. I was impressed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, well, let us know if you're listening what you're most looking forward to. What do you think of all of this that we've talked about? We'd love to hear in the comment section.
Oh, and please
or on
tell
Twitter.
Us how wildly wrong you think we are.
Please tell.
And it's okay. You guys, it's okay if other people are looking forward to. I have no problem with people liking Kevin and looking forward to Kevin's character, because it's not that I hate him. I actually love him too. I was actually torn for a while, but I just keep going back to Chris because he's the bad boy. So
yeah, very good. Yeah. let us know what you think. And the plan for When Calls the Hallmarkies for this season is that we're going to cover the premiere as a solo episode, and then we're going to cover it in 2-week blocks after that, unless something like huge epic happens, then we'll go from there. But that's kind of what we're thinking of doing for our schedules, that will work out the best for us. So anyway, we're really excited to be covering the show. It's going to be a lot of fun. And let us know what you're most excited about. The Hardys are just dying in anticipation to see how they mend and bring the hope back to Hope Valley. It's going to be pretty fun. So Amber, where can people find you?
As always, I'm at Amber Brainways on Twitter, and that's it.
Great. And Ruth, where can people find you?
People can find me on my blog, which is mydevotionalthoughts.net. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at RuthHill74. And I also have a Facebook page, My Devotional Thoughts.
Great. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews on iTunes and YouTube. And make sure you're following the podcast, all of our social media. And it should be pretty fun. This weekend, we have coming up the Love on the Menu, which is co-written by Kevin Smith. So it should be pretty fun to see what he comes up with. And him and Autumn Reeser, I think we'll have really great chemistry. And I am getting to interview the director of that film, Ellie Kanner. And so look forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun, and hear what she has to say. And again, of course, we have the One Calls the Heart premiere on Sunday. So lots of fun stuff coming up for Hallmark. And let us know what you think. We got Chronicle Mysteries as well on Sunday. So a lot of good stuff, and we're really excited to cover it. And thanks so much, Ruth, for coming on to talk about this. And we'll be excited to talk again next week when we talk about the premiere.
Well, thank you guys for having me. It was great to come back.
We love you, Ruth. You're the best.
Bye.
Well, I love you guys too. Bye.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.